producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, nice to start the Talk Radio Countdown Show with his name, isn't it? And what's even better on the countdown is to have Michael Harrison's voice here. And if you're new to the countdown, you're wondering, what is this show all about and who the heck is Michael Harrison? Michael Harrison, for your information, is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine and has been so for decades. The magazine is considered the Bible of the talk radio industry. If you go to Talkers Magazine, it's actually at talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, all kinds of enterprises that wrap themselves around the news talk radio world. And so each week, it is our pleasure on this program to go over the top 10 stories, top 10 talk topics, if you will, of the week, and the people who are making for good conversation as well. So I lay that in the lap of my friend Michael Harrison.
All right. What an introduction. Yes, Talkers Magazine has been published since it originally appeared on cave walls.
Yes. As a matter of fact, it's in Morse code if you go to the Smithsonian.
That's right. And smoke signals. So here we go. At number 10, we have National Football League action warming up and the season is underway and the climactic playoff push in the Major League Baseball arena. So that's sports at number 10. At number 9, we have the FBI recovering the Clinton emails. At number 8, Xi Jinping's U.S. trip. Iran nukes deal at 7. The Mecca stampede deaths at number 6. At number 5, the Afghan child rape claims. At number 4, U.S.-Russia-Syria tensions. At number 3, the European migrant crisis and U.S. immigration policy. Number 2, Pope Francis's visit to the United States. They call it Francis Mania or Pope Mania. And at number 1, the Trump candidacy tied with the 2016 presidential race. That's still the biggest topic. And Trump still being talked about, but not as much as the last couple of weeks.
No. There is, why don't you go through the people as well, and then we'll come to it. We sort of righted that wrong, if some people think it was wrong.
You know, well, we have Tom Brady and Roger Goodell at number 10. We have Xi Jinping at number 9, Vladimir Putin at number 8, Scott Walker at 7, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, and Bernie Sanders, the candidates being considered in the Democratic side of the race at number 6. At number 5, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and Chris Christie. At number 4, Carly Fiorina, Jeb Bush, and Ben Carson. Pope Francis at 3, Donald Trump at 2, and Barack Obama is back in number 1. And that's
back.
It.
Oh, well, he's had so many visits this week. The Pope, the Chinese president, or is he referred to as the premier? I guess he's the president of China.
They, every time I read it, it's a different
kind
of title. They have a different kind of government. So,
yeah, right.
So much is lost in the translation between some of these Asian countries and U.S. in terms of culture and protocol.
Well, it's not like you have the same problem that you do in the Middle East in terms of voting. At least they give you half a chance in most of these Asian countries. In the Middle East, it's vote for me or I'll shoot you.
Well, it's
crazy how persuasive that gets.
Talk about different cultures, you know?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So the president this week has had the Chinese Prime Minister, the Pope, and Vladimir Putin, and he are getting down to business over the weekend, I guess on Monday, because Putin comes to the UN to speak there, and a lot of other world leaders are coming in. So the president has to be, it would seem, given all these things going on, back in the number one position, because Donald Trump is not being exposed to any of those events, not likely to be invited to any of those events. But he does seem to be showing signs, Michael, of being thin-skinned with all of the hoopla.
Have you noticed?
Well,
he's been thin-skinned all through the whole campaign.
Yeah, but it does, I think, come back to roost. Sooner or later, you got to have a thick skin, and that's why a lot of people who are sexists say, well, women, They're too gentle. They're too kind. They're too soft. They can't take the rumbling that's necessary to succeed in politics. I wonder how true that is, or if in this case Trump is so thin-skinned that he can't take all of the – he attacks everybody, and that stuff is not what customer preference is.
Well, I don't know. Donald Trump defies all the rules. Obviously, you have to be thick-skinned to make it in this world. It's a tough world today. As far as the remark about women being thin-skinned or more so than men and not fitting politics, I think there are men and women that don't fit politics, and there are men and women who are tough and do. Mm-hmm. So that's not a generalization that I necessarily buy into. Trump's thin skin, I think, has been part of his appeal.
Really?
I think that people like the fact that he goes crazy whenever anybody disagrees with him and he starts attacking. I think he's nothing more than a tremendously entertaining guy who has lightened up the spirit of this election, mm-hmm. and in some ways forced issues that have put the other politicians into tough spots. In other words, there's some good that's come out of it.
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't go on to become president.
Yeah. I think you made that clear last week on the countdown. Yeah. So in terms of where this all goes, though, from here, there is already a burnout factor, whether you look at the candidates who are beginning to drop out or the time spent listening to radio programs that are all about this. I wanted to sort of probe with you in a moment the business of hosts and their relationship to the people who are running, most specifically Trump and some of the Fox hosts. Let's get into it in just a second. Stand by. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're talking about talk radio in the main and at large here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
It's finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room online at abvi.com by October 15th and stay two or more consecutive nights now through October 22nd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose to nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
We all worry about identity theft. And every day, millions of Americans' stolen identities are used to commit financial crimes. Hacking of government databases causes millions to lose their good credit ratings and very often their life savings. These threats all involve Social Security numbers, the most commonly used ID in America. But Social Security was never intended to be an ID card used to track all of our financial activities. We need to look through the lens of liberty and put programs like Social Security back to their original intent, a supplemental retirement insurance and nothing more. These could never hack these giant databases if our government didn't create them.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-589-0824. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-589-0824. That's 1-800-589-0824. Call 1-800-589-0824.
Hi, Michael. Michael Harrison, editor-publisher at Talkers Magazine, host of Up Close and Far Out. You can find that at talkers.com. We'll talk actually about this week's conversation Michael had with Hugh Hewitt, who is involved in the CNN GOP debate last week. He's a well-known talk radio host, personality, has been for 5 or 6 years. Let's go back to, the business of Donald Trump taking shots at people. I guess I'm wondering, you know Sean Hannity well, and you know some of the Salem people. They're not as important to this discussion. Maybe I'll just stick to Hannity for a minute. When Trump does his best to put these people on sort of it's like an uneven set of railroad tracks. He wants to have everybody sort of feeling a little uncomfortable so he can sort of get the best of the conversation. And I wonder, as he takes his turn once again at some of the people at Fox, how Sean Hannity is reacting to that. How does he, as a radio and television host, but somebody who might be supportive of Trump, how does he get that focus to sort of even out?
I think Sean Hannity is pretty unflappable. Sean Hannity doesn't buddy up with him, nor does he attack him. Mm-hmm. Sean's been playing this cool, as far as I can see, but I might be wrong.
Well, no, he's a cool character anyway, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, Sean's very cool.
I can't imagine Sean Hannity buying into Trump, because Sean Hannity's a purist. Right. Sean Hannity is, believe it or not, very sincere about his political stance. He holds it no matter what, whether it's popular or unpopular. He really does stay true to the track he's on. You referred to tracks before.
Right.
And I don't think that Donald Trump is very compatible to all of Sean's positions. So I think that Sean sees Trump for what it is, for what he is. I really can't speak for Sean Hannity.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I haven't observed Sean Hannity that closely in this, because he hasn't taken a leadership role in the Trump saga. Megyn Kelly has. Hugh Hewitt has. These people have actually, you know, tangled with him, got involved with him, kind of riding his star to a certain degree without getting burned in the process. And it's all going to be colorful history soon enough. I mean, we're going to move beyond the era of Trump in this election, mm-hmm. or it's going to become extremely peculiar.
How do you mean?
Well, in my opinion, and I don't often give my opinion. I usually give.
Well, but I like your opinion, because this program is about opinions, and you.
Well, I mean political opinion, yeah, as opposed to observation.
Okay.
I give
an
opinion about the meaning of things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Trump is fascinating from a media standpoint, from a cultural standpoint, from an entertainment standpoint. I even think he's played a positive role in certain issues. But I don't think Trump is presidential material, and I would be a fool. Knowing what I know and having the insights that I have, it would be unfair and it would be really irresponsible of me not to say that I cannot see this man as president of the United States.
He's not someone that brings people together.
Exactly.
We need that. But by the way, the guy who is running the country right now is not exactly a guy who brings people together either. But he's not as bombastic.
If you think Barack Obama causes discord, you haven't seen nothing if there was President Trump.
Yeah. All right, so then we have a lot of people that are speculating right now on a lot of talk radio programs that I've been listening to anyway, as to who, as the ticket sort of, you know, Carly Fiorina has shown up number one, actually, on the USA Today poll, number two on the CNN poll behind Trump, and let's see, who's third, Marco Rubio, and then Ben Carson is fourth. Those seem to be the players. There are a lot of people who think that the ticket might be Fiorina and Kasich, for example, because of the need Ohio, or Rubio because of the need Florida. So it's interesting to listen to the speculation and see how it plays out, because it gets into the whole matter of polls and how important those are for discussion purposes on a lot of news talk radio programs. Let's get to that in a matter of moments here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
OT $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with me, Doug Steffen, on the countdown. The polls and how important they are to our discussions on News Talk Radio programs. I think they have turned out to be, I mean, when you look at the news media and how they like to play cycles and play up things that aren't necessarily always what they seem to be. These polls, though, are valuable fodder for conversation on News Talk Radio, are they not?
Yeah, the valuable fodder to give a compass as to who's worth talking about and who's not. However, they all go out the window once the real game is played, and that's called the primary elections. Once the elections start, all these polls have no meaning. There still will be polls, but the elections and the results, the winner in Iowa, the winner in New Hampshire, the winner on Super Tuesday, all of this really makes the polls take on the polls stop leading the conversation. The polls start following the conversation. The real poll is the polls, the election.
Right. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yep. So are there some that are better than others? It always seems that, for example, when you look at Zogby, he tends to be a little bit left of center. If you look at some of the older polls that have been around for a while, Gallup, for example, tends to lean a little bit to the right. So then you get into whether they actually have any meaning. And I remember asking that on my Good Day program, and as usual, somebody called and said, the only poll that means anything is the election day. And to a point, I guess that's true.
Well, in sports, they have a saying, that's why they play the games. Before the Super Bowl and before every sporting event, the pundits and the commentators are all talking about who's going to win and why and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then the game happens, and quite often it has nothing to do with what anybody says. Right. That's why they play the games, and that's why we have elections. Otherwise, why not just have polls?
Well, whoever makes straw poll wins.
Yeah. Half the polls are biased. Come on. Mm-hmm. Human activity is biased. And there's very little comes out of anything done by people. Unless you survey every single person and hold them to their promise of who mm-hmm. they're going to vote for,
yeah.
people change their mind. People say different things. Mm-hmm. It's not that the polls are inaccurate. It's that people lied to the pollsters.
Right. They change their
the
minds.
The polls are pretty accurate.
Yeah, if you change your mind. So to go back to number 10 on the countdown this week, the end of the baseball season, I heard some people on a talk radio, or maybe a sports talk radio program, actually talking about how the playoffs really were over a week or 10 days ago, just nobody knew it. But when you get down to a season that has, what, 162 games in it, and you think that every game is important. Is it really? Or does it hedge on right down to the minute? Why don't we just play three or four games at the end of the season and call it a day?
Because it's a larger sample. It gives more of an accurate indication of truth in terms of who belongs in the playoffs and who doesn't. And also it's a marathon. It's it indicates how certain teams can hold up over the long haul, and the battering and the abuse that they get psychologically and physically during the course of a season. Just like in a marathon race, some guys save their energy for the end. They go into what's called a kick, and there's the run. So it's an exciting part of the mechanics of the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is kind of, but it makes for great conversation. By the way, the passing of Yogi Berra probably is worthwhile, because I heard a number of people talking about that this week.
Yes.
And the character that he was, and how he would have been actually kind of a fun host, wouldn't he? If he had been around maybe 20 years ago when Sports Talk Radio got started, wouldn't he have been a great radio host?
I don't know. I haven't heard him speak all that much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not a man of a lot of words.
No. But when you hear them, they're just funny.
We don't even know he said them. He said he hasn't said half the things he said.
I know. Isn't that true? I think that's true with all of us, though. Isn't there anything you say? People, Doug Steffen said, Michael Harrison said, I didn't say that. I get people calling me all the time. You know how you said, Robert? I never, those words never came out of my mouth. And yet, oops, you said this. Okay, we'll pause for a moment here as we continue. The focus is on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Big Talk Topics of the Week. Michael Harrison here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497. Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the weekly Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in Talk Radio, the news talk overview from the perspective of the man who publishes and edits Talkers Magazine. It's Talk Pro Michael Harrison here, going through the stories and the people. We're speculating a lot about some of the things, but that's how this works. Some of the best talk radio is speculative and not necessarily thin on facts, but it's the facts are all according to who's telling the story. I've listened, as a matter of fact, I listened to a fellow on the earlier hour of the countdown talking about something that was the exact opposite of what I've heard, and whether, I don't think he was making the story up, Michael, but are facts. This is something that we sort of dodge in and out of along the way here often. Facts are important to a story, but they don't necessarily always make for great conversation.
Well, I don't know that. I just don't know whether or not we always have our facts straight. Mm-hmm. We should always be seeking the facts. We should always be seeking the truth, but we can never be assured that what seems to be the facts or what seems to be the truth is, in fact, the truth. Mm-hmm. So the facts change based upon new evidence. What I think is important is that anybody who goes out publicly to speak is attempting to speak the truth, as is the spirit of the truth, as opposed to the purpose to deceive. Mm-hmm. It's the purpose that you come to the conversation with. If you go out there to deceive and you make up things to deceive, that I think is wrong. If you are wrong because you're misguided, misinformed, ignorant, but you mean well, that at least is a step in the right direction.
All right. So this week, if you go to talkers.com, and get the headline feature in Up Close and Far Out. Michael each week has a conversation with somebody who is of significance in the talk radio world who may or may not be particularly well known. I would say for the people who listen to Hugh Hewitt's program every day on the Salem Network, there are, I don't know, 23, 24 stations that carry his show. He's become fairly well known, especially in the Los Angeles and Southern California market. I believe he was a Republican operative before joining the network. Am I right in that?
He worked for the Reagan administration, but he's been in talk radio a lot more than 5 years, as you mentioned before. He was on KFI in the 90s in Los Angeles. He's been around a long time. Yeah, he's been on the air a couple of decades in one form or another. He's done television. He's one of the Salem Media Group's syndicated hosts, and he's a pretty respected fellow. He's a lawyer. He's a professor of law. I think he graduated from Harvard. And he's not that unknown anymore because he was one of the three commentators, one of the three panelists at the GOP convention on CNN.
Well, that was my question. How did that one appearance reflect on his rising star?
I think it had a huge effect. 24 million people saw him, as did everybody in the industry. And I think it was the break of a lifetime. I think that he rose to the occasion. Mm-hmm. I think he presented himself in an intelligent and very professional manner. And I think that he's a lot better off for it, as evidenced by the fact that I had him as a guest on Up Close and Far Out, which also has a pretty large audience around the world. So, he's doing very well as a result of that, and it was a great opportunity for him.
Let's talk about the nuts and bolts of the inside workings. Every once in a while, I like to go down the street with you because we're playing to the faithful. People that listen to this program are really interested in the talk radio world. That's why they come to this program every week. So, in terms of somebody like Hewitt, does some big company of Salem, is a fairly large company, does somebody bigger come to him and say, wow, you are really great. We want to pay you whatever you're making now. We'll give you $1 million more. Does that happen?
That's unlikely. That could happen, but that's unlikely. What's more likely is that he'll become even more successful on the platform of Salem. Mm-hmm. That this is a break for Salem, and it's a break for him. And as large as Salem might be, they'll be a little larger as a result of this. I don't see somebody coming along and offering him $1 million more. It doesn't work that way. It can,
it used
but
to.
That's not the norm. Maybe they'll give him 20 cents. Give him free lunch.
The world of radio, and talk radio especially.
Well, people are not making as much money in
this the point.
As they used to, and that's
right.
If you really want inside conversation.
Yeah.
The fact is, it's not as lucrative a field as it used to be.
Nope, it isn't. No, not by a long shot. And those of us who are still in it, no. we can feel that. But for some people, it's a labor of love. Yeah, you got to make a living. But there are people who are on the air who don't need to be on the air. Limbaugh is a perfect example of that. This guy, I'm going to say this, you don't have to say it, but I know and you know what he's made over the years. And by the time he's finished with his career, he will easily have made $1 billion. That's a lot of money for a guy doing talk radio. But you look at the last 50, 60, $70 million a year. That's quite a trophy. And so nobody's going to come to him at this point. As a matter of fact, there are some, if I can get down another road for a minute, talking about inside speculation, Limbaugh's contract is up at the end of December, and there are those who are thinking he may do the same thing that Howard Stern did when his contract was up. He decided not to stay on terrestrial radio, but to go to Sirius Satellite. And one wonder, there
unlike,
have been others.
Unlike Howard Stern, Limbaugh is closed-lipped about his plan. Stern used to talk about it all the time on the air.
Exactly.
I mean, everybody knew what he was going to do because he was totally transparent about it.
Mm-hmm.
Limbaugh, on the other hand, is very reclusive, extremely so, and no one really knows what he's thinking.
No. Well, but I'm wondering, you know, you think of some of the other people, if Sirius is a good venue for somebody like that, because they're all about subscriptions. How many subscribers, if Limbaugh came over, I mean, that's what happened when Howard Stern went over there.
Yeah.
He's the biggest draw that they has ever had. And now he's renewing his contract with them. And he does, as you said, he's quite public about it on the air, which is his style. But both of their contracts are up at the same time. It would be interesting to see how Sirius would deal with that, because when you get down to the numbers, Howard Stern has brought hundreds of millions of dollars because he's brought hundreds of thousands of new listeners to Sirius who would never have gone there before.
Yeah, yeah. Sirius is a double-edged sword. It's a closed system.
Yeah,
there's something about being on the airwaves, and it's a little old-fashioned. It harkens back to the 20th century, the public airwaves. Mm-hmm. But there's something about when you're on the radio, when the transmitter is going out into the world, and it's on the internet, you never know who's listening.
Yeah,
you could be really penetrating some unbelievable places. Whereas in Sirius, you do have a lot of listeners, but it's a closed system.
Mm-hmm.
If people are not subscribers, they cannot hear it. And there's something psychological about that mm-hmm. makes it a different game.
But as a different game, it's attractive to people who are tired of some of the restrictiveness that the world of radio has become. I think of two off the top of my head that have gone over to Sirius, Laura Schlesinger and Michael Smirkanish. Both of them successful in their own right. Certainly Laura Schlesinger, very successful, and got tired of having to respond to things that she either didn't say or the innuendo of things. And so she says, you know what, I'm tired of being on the radio. I'm going over to Sirius. And it's been quite a good deal for her, I think.
I guess. I don't know. Because when you're on Sirius, when you get into trouble with the boundaries, nobody cares.
Right. That's it.
The whole beauty of Stern, mm-hmm. the whole beauty of Schlesinger, the mm-hmm. whole beauty of mm-hmm. Limbaugh is that they challenge the sensibilities of the public airwaves.
But they government...
challenge the censors. They challenge the political correctness police.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas on Sirius, you know, it's like, come on. You know, it's like pornography. Nobody cares if it's within the realm of pornography, but if you do something on the Super Bowl, you know, ooh, and, you know, a nipple slip.
Nonsense. It's nonsense.
God, it's so huge.
Yeah, right. Yeah, maybe we should all of us go the way of the private. This is a private radio station. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. In a moment, I want to talk about something that's very real. We've talked about the dangerous side of doing a talk radio program. We'll dig around in that in a moment here on The Countdown.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows their BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. 3/4-inch solid pre-finished maple for $1.99, plus $1 off Bellawood Brazilian Cherry and Koa Hardwood. Get 10 to 15% off all Morningstar Bamboo. American and European laminate from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
We all worry about identity theft, and every day millions of Americans' stolen identities are used to commit financial crimes. Hacking of government databases causes millions to lose their good credit ratings and very often their life savings. These threats all involve Social Security numbers, the most commonly used ID in America. But Social Security was never intended to be an ID card used to track all of our financial activities. We need to look through the lens of liberty and put programs like Social Security back to their original intent, a supplemental retirement insurance and nothing more. These could never hack these giant databases if our government didn't create them.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Talk Radio in Review. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week at this time, Michael Harrison in this hour goes through the stories, the topics, the things for this past week. This is the week of September 21st to the 25th, by the way. And then we get off, we branch off into other things that are concomitant. How's that for a word? With the talk radio industry. What people are talking about. And so I'm fascinated. I think it was last week or the week before, Michael, we were speculating because of some of the threats that have been made against talk radio hosts. We talked about Alan Berg getting killed. Howie Carr is a well-known New England talk radio person. This is an inside insight into Howie Carr, and I reminded him of this when I saw him at the Talkers Convention in June. I was the ops manager of a radio station in Boston in the mid-80s, and I got a visit one day from a young reporter at the Herald American, it was called at the time. He and another fellow who was an agent came to see me asking if this fellow could do a talk radio program on our airwaves. Well, we weren't really doing talk. It was the all-news station, and it wasn't a place for talk. But because he wrote so well and had so many followers on the newspaper side of things, I was trying to figure out a way to use him. I never was successful, and he started working on another station at that time. And the story from that time to this time is legend. That's what Howie Carr has built his New England reputation on. Hard-hitting, writes books about people, and he wrote a book about Whitey Bulger. Mm-hmm. And he talked about Whitey Bulger on the air all the time. Whitey Bulger, the subject of that movie, Black Mass, I think?
Yes.
Called? Yeah. In the movie, the fellow who we had somebody on the air last week who was a colleague, if you will, of Whitey Bulger's, and they planned to kill Howie Carr. They wanted to kill him.
Yes, that's the word. That Howie Carr's life was threatened, and he really couldn't turn to anybody because Whitey Bulger had control over the police. He had control over the government. He was a very, very, you know, he's an underrated gangster. You know, you hear about Al Capone.
Right.
And, of course, Vito Corleone. Mm-hmm. But Whitey Bulger was the real deal.
Yeah. He was a bad guy. And mm-hmm. so because Howie wrote a book about the Bulgers, he and his brother, and then he would be, it was regular, not almost, well, at some points it was daily. I listened to Howie quite a bit. As a matter of fact, I think he's one of the few people on the radio that do talk that I actually like listening to who are local. It's a good talk in some of the cities where I am, but I find him to be pretty compelling. And so he would, people would call, "Are you worried about saying that, Howie?" Howie'd say, "No, I'm not worried about it." I mean, he'd say it in a little more grassroots way, but he really went after Whitey Bulger. And he has a way about him, Michael, that's pretty unique. When he digs into somebody, he has a way. It's his voice. It's his intonation.
He's an old-fashioned newspaper guy. He's an investigative reporter, and he's an investigative talk show host.
Yep, right.
And, I have an interview with him on the Up Close and Far Out archive.
Yep.
And it's upcloseandfarout.com, and he was a few weeks ago. People can hear it if they like.
Yeah, no, Howie is a very interesting character. And as you point, one of the few people, I mean, you look around the country, thinking about some of the iconic people who've been around as long as I have been, and I think about him and Ron Owens. I think you have a Ron Owens piece, too, don't you,
Yeah, Ron Owens is also there at upcloseandfaroutout.com.
Why does I do? Why do I do up close and far out? Up close and far out. But there are still these people who are strong talk radio people that, through the guise of what you're doing, if you don't mind the plug, what you'll find when you go to talkers.com and you key into up close and far out, you'll find a lot of these people who have been on the radio for a long time that still are there performing wonderfully every day and deserve our attention and accolades. So that's a good way to find out if you're really in love with this format. Check out Up Close and Far Out, a part of the presentation at talkers.com. We find Talkers Television, Talkers Radio. One of the stories that we'll, I'm sure, talk about next week, John Boehner and his announced resignation. What do you make of that, Michael?
I think that that's going to be a big story next week, and there'll be lots of speculation as to why and what it means.
Yep, good talk radio in the making. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Steve and J.J. Wiseman now on the countdown with an overview of some of the legal aspects. I like having Steve on every week because not only is he a great lawyer and college professor, but he has this wit about him. And I've never asked him, I've said this before, never asked you a question you didn't have a good answer for. And that's a great, sort of reminds me of the old days, Larry Glick on WBZ. You and I both grew up on him.
Oh, I loved him.
He'd always have a snappy answer. It wasn't usually the right answer, the truth, but it was always a good snappy.
Yeah, that's what he said. I will always have an answer, not necessarily correct,
right.
But you're certainly putting the pressure on me.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. It's a good thing. Okay, so let's get to a couple of these things. The VW hoopla, the emissions fiasco, car owners, what do they do? What's the company really in for? I mean, there's a lot of talk about $7 billion and all of that. But what really happens? This is an unprecedented event, I guess, because there's never been anything like this so big. And it brings into question, excuse me, how people really, if you think Volkswagen is the only one that's doing this, you're crazy. They can't live with the EPA standards, so they're trying to fudge. And so what sort of legal, I heard one talk radio host say, shouldn't these people go to jail?
Ha ha ha. Well, theoretically, they could. And this is the kind of white-collar crime that is, unfortunately, rampant. And, you know, you're absolutely correct, Doug. This is not just limited to Volkswagen. What's particularly interesting is how they did it. Because what they did is they manipulated the software they used in their vehicles that measured the emissions from the car. And so when they are tested, it would show that there was very, very little emissions and cover up the fact that indeed they were 35% higher than they should have been. So here you've got...
But still 50%, still 50% lower than they were 4 years ago.
That is true. Mm-hmm. But our standards have got to do better if we're going to, you know, protect the planet.
We can't do better because they don't have the technology to do it. So they're all lying when they say, oh, yeah, we can do that. They can't.
Well, there is a good question about setting standards for which it's going to be difficult or nigh on impossible to meet, and that is legitimate. But here, out-and-out violation of the law, people could go to jail. You know, it's interesting because the Justice Department just set out a new standard, said we're going to go after people, not just companies who pay a fine and then, you know, have no disincentive to keep doing wrongdoing. It's going to be big, but there's a bigger question is that the software was able to hide from the EPA and the NHTCA inspectors because they have a special code that wouldn't be available to these inspectors. But they have to have that special code in order to keep it from hackers. So we're on the real horns of a dilemma, but it's going to be fascinating to see what's going to be done.
Yeah, it is fascinating. It really is. Whole thing. That's great conversation for the radio, as much as anything else. Okay.
Oh, continue.
The government shutdown, maybe not, looks like it's going to be averted. What are the legalities of paying people? Because every time there's a shutdown, all the government employees are told to go home. When they come back to work, their pay is made up, even though they didn't do anything.
Yeah, they have it, but it's in accordance with the terms of their contract. Oof. So legally, it is really the only thing that could be done. You've got a lot of federal workers under union contracts, and the unions would rightfully go crazy if those contracts were breached. So it's just such an indictment of our Congress. As Mark Twain said, the opposite of progress is Congress.
Mm. I never heard that one before. That's excellent. That's perfect. Okay, let's see here. The pricing of these drugs, another item this week. This company, the big company bought the little company. The old company charged, what, $14-$15 for the pills?
Yeah.
These guys went up to $9 jillion, and then they went back down to $40. What do people do about that?
You know, you wonder about it. And then the company's saying, well, gee, we're going to have to lay off people if we can't have these ridiculous prices. You know, there are laws on the books rarely used in regard to price gouging. And I think we could really do with an investigation, particularly in the pharmaceuticals companies, where they have had a history as an industry of covering up, as with Vioxx, when their products cause deadly strokes. But they also jack up these profits. So I would love to see an investigation here.
Yeah. And then where does that go? Listen, speaking of investigation, we only got a few seconds. The Red Cross came under scrutiny this week big time. This is for Scamicide. I've been talking about them for years and what a ripoff. The Red Cross is.
We can talk about charity scams next week because these are absolutely huge and people don't know what's going on.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman with his legal opinions of a lot of the great things we're talking about this week in the world of News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.